And today is the 23rd of April, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Millie Schultz-Borland. Good morning.
Hey, Tom.
So what have you learnt about today?
Well, on this day in 1564, the playwright William Shakespeare was apparently born.
Now, when you say apparently, I assume you don't have so much reverence for the bard that he dropped from the sky. You just don't know the actual date of his birth.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy about whether he actually ever existed, but pretty much the birth records in the 14th century were a little uncertain. But according to church records from the time, he was baptized on the 26th of April, and apparently it was customary back then to wait 3 days before baptizing a child, which seems like a little short notice in my opinion. But whatever. Happy birthday.
That's as good an indicator as any as to a birth date.
Yeah, definitely.
So obviously everyone knows at least something about William Shakespeare. But is there anything that you think people might not know about him?
I think a lot of people do know that he came up with a lot of famous terms that we still use today, but I don't think people realise how extensive that actually is. He came up with terms like fashionable, sanctimonious, eyeball, lackluster, and wild goose chase. You know, words that do have a use in a lot of everyday settings. They're not just kind of random terms like Chewbacca or something.
Eyeball's a gimme. Eyeball's something that's, you know, when you're on a roll with words, you just, yeah, that one's a good one. But yeah. Fashionable, I like. No one was described as fashionable before William Shakespeare came along.
Yeah, I think there might be a conspiracy as to whether he actually did come up with these terms. There could have been someone that said these before him, but whatever, we'll give them to him.
Yeah, he's got a whole list, I'm sure, and some great insults. If you want to look up some,
yeah, there are a few good ones going around.
Yeah, some William Shakespeare insults. So, what else have you learned about today in history?
This is quite interesting. On this day in 2005, the first video was posted on YouTube.
Wow, that's incredible to think YouTube is both that old and that young. Mm. So, what was the first video?
In classic 2000s fashion, the first video ever posted was called Me at the Zoo, and as you can probably guess, featured a young man visiting a zoo. It's actually been viewed over 48 million times, which is incredible for something that's so boring and dull, I guess.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't know, it feels like it's that old form of it's the old way people would use social media, where it'd just be like, hey, just updating everyone on what I was doing rather than, you know, being something funny or a meme or something like that.
I feel like literally every day now, probably someone is uploading a video to YouTube called Me at the Zoo. Like it feels like something that happens all the time. Is it long? Is it?
It's like a 48-second like clip, and he's just like, yeah, I'm in front of like the pandas or something, and like nothing happens. There's not like someone falls over or anything. It's literally just like, I'm at a zoo.
It's no Charlie bit my finger or anything.
No, nothing. No. It's, yeah.
Well, it's interesting to know that the way YouTube was used is kind of still how it continues to be.
Yeah, it was kind of like a family holiday thing, just being like, here we are in Thailand.
Great. And,
yeah.
What else have you learned about today in history?
On this day in 1985, Coca-Cola decided to change the formula of its recipe and released a variation called New Coke.
Now, I have an idea of how this ends because we don't have New Coke anymore.
No, they don't call it
But
New
what
Coke.
Happened with New Coke?
Pretty much it was a commercial disaster. It used to like a corn syrup sweetener instead of like the fructose based one they normally used. And pretty much everyone just hated it. They tested and everything. People seemed to like it in the test, but when they actually brought it out, everyone was like, no, we will not have this. We'll go back to the old one. So a bit of a flop for them, really.
I feel like this is something, if they hadn't told anyone, they could have gotten away with it. But because they were telling everyone this is better. So how long did it take until they changed it back?
It only took a few months in July of 1985. So what's that, like 3 months later, they decided to go back to a variation of the old formula and dropped New Coke, which was probably for the best because they're still doing pretty well today.
Yeah, Coke's gone strong.
Yeah, Coke's still going strong.
It's a safe company to invest in. Now, what song should we listen to celebrate this day in history?
I thought to celebrate William Shakespeare's birth, we could listen to Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits.
Sounds great, Millie. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.